Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Must be, Mom, because here I am.
Hey, Mom, how did they used to clean rugs before they had vacuum cleaners?
Well, they used to have carpet beaters, and they used to hang them out in the line and beat the dust out of them.
Hey, that's pretty funny, Mom. But no, really, how did they used to do it?
They really did have carpet beaters, and they beat the dust out of them.
Boy, that must have been pretty funny to watch on television. The announcer's standing there hitting the rug.
Wally, they didn't have television either.
Oh, yeah. Gee, I guess they practically didn't have anything when you were a kid, huh?
Well, just people. Oh, you going out again?
No, I gotta go upstairs and start my homework.
Kick that on, would you?
Hey, Mom. I guess there's two things I'll always have in this world. Dirt and homework.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
I wonder if Wally's home from school yet.
Yes, I think you'll find him up in his room.
Thank you. Mrs. Cleaver? Mrs. Cleaver?
Yes, Eddie? Yes?
This is the last afternoon you'll be seeing me around, Mrs. Cleaver.
Really, Eddie?
Yes. I'm getting a job after school and on weekends. I convinced my father that it's the best thing to do if I'm going to look forward to a business career.
Yes, well, Wally might like a job, but of course he has track practice every afternoon.
Well, yes, but perhaps I'm making the right decision, Mrs. Cleaver. After all, I've heard of very few men who've become millionaires running the 220.
Sam.
Hi, Eddie. How you doing?
Crummy. My old man's making me take a job.
Job? What for?
I busted his electric razor by dropping it on the garage floor. He's making me earn the money to pay for it.
What were you doing with it in the garage?
I was shaving a brand on my suede jacket.
What kind of a job are you getting?
I don't know yet. I went to the record store and Mr. Paley told me to get lost.
Yeah. I guess he's still sore at you for sneaking your tape recorder into the booth and recording all those albums.
I guess I'm just going to have to go someplace where they don't know what a wise guy I am.
Yeah. You know, that's not going to be so easy.
Wally! Wally!
Yeah, Mom?
Did you see the Beaver on your way home?
Well, I saw him and Gilbert over on Grant Avenue. They were watching this guy change the dummies in Gorman's window.
What were they doing that for?
Well, I don't know. I guess they were hoping he'd come out and tell them to beat it.
Yeah. One, two, three.
Oh, hi, Mr. Parker.
Hi, boys. How you doing?
Fine. Is that the pup you're going to give away, Mr. Parker?
Yep, that's him, boys.
Hi, boy.
Hi, fella.
Gee, he must like my flavor. What do we need to put in, Gilbert?
I'll say.
Well, Mr. Parker, what does it mean on that sign, pedigreed?
Well, that means his ancestors are prize winners. And he's registered in the Kennel Club.
And does he know he's got famous ancestors?
No, I don't think so.
That's good, because I wouldn't want to have a stuck-up dog.
Right.
What's this I hear about Eddie Haskell getting a job, Wally?
Oh, yeah. He broke his father's electric razor, so he's going to have to earn the money to pay for it.
Well, Eddie told me he was getting a job to prepare for a business career.
A Well, heck, he told Mary Ellen Rogers he was doing it on account of his mom needs an operation.
Well, that's all ready.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Oh, hi, Beeve. Where were you this afternoon? You were late getting home from school.
Well, I was busy winning a dog.
Winning a dog?
Yeah, by counting fish at Parker's Pet Store.
Counting fish? Did you wash your hands before you came down to supper?
That's okay, Mom. They were in a tank.
Yeah, I saw that. Mr. Parker's having this contest. If you guess the closest to the right number of fish, you win a puppy.
Well, I don't suppose it's too easy counting a tank full of fish.
Oh, gee, no, Dad. Me and Gilbert counted them 23 times.
Well, that's one way of being sure.
No, it's not. We got 23 different answers.
You know, Beaver, I entered a contest once when I was just about your age. You had to guess how many jelly beans there were in a big glass jar. And the prize was a bright, shiny red sled.
Did you win it, Dad?
Well, I should have. I went out and got a jar exactly like the one in the window and filled it with jelly beans. I still remember how many it took. 876.
And the jar in the store window had 876 jelly beans?
No, 547. And one baseball hidden right in the middle of it.
Gee, Dad, you can't hide a baseball in a fish tank.
Nah. Anyway, Mr. Parker wouldn't do anything like that. He's a pretty neat guy.
What kind of a puppy is it, Beaver?
Oh, it's a collie puppy. But it's still pretty little. It's not big enough to rescue people on television yet.
Hey, lady, could you spare a hand out for a couple of tramps?
Oh, I'm sorry. My husband doesn't allow me to feed strangers.
Hey, that one almost laid an egg, huh, Dad?
I sure did.
Hi. What brings you two home together?
Oh, I'm early. I'm late.
Beaver isn't home yet at all.
Oh, I think he made some sort of a pact with his friend Gilbert to count fish every day this week. And if they win the contest, they're going to share the puppy.
Now, how can you share a puppy?
Oh, I don't know. They got some sort of a deal. I think he eats at our house and sleeps at Gilbert's house. Hey, you know, I think Eddie Haskell got a job.
Did he tell you he did?
Well, no, but he was wearing a necktie at school today. That means he must be up to something.
Beaver
Cleaver, you just made me lose count. Gee, I saw it's high.
Now I have to start all over again.
You can't help it if you're a couple of creepy girls.
It's better than being a couple of creepy boys.
No, it's not. Being a creepy girl is the creepiest kind of creep you can be.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Can't you count to yourself?
You count to yourself.
Let's all count to ourselves. Come on, Evan, let's go. Girls, fifth.
Well, look who's counting fish.
Hi, Eddie. Are you working for Mr. Parker?
Sure, I'm helping him run the place after school.
Is that how come you got to wear an apron?
Yeah, Eddie, how come Mr. Parker makes you wear an apron?
Listen, Gilbert, do I ask you why you're wearing a big mouth?
Okay. Eddie, do you know how many fish are in the tank?
I'd be pretty stupid if I didn't know. After all, I happen to be a member of the firm.
Edward.
Yes, Mr. Parker?
Are you all through for the day?
Well, no, sir. I just happened to see a friend of mine out here, young Theodore Cleaver. See you again, little fellow.
And Edward.
Yes, Mr. Parker?
Would you mind sweeping out the back room like I told you?
Yes, sir. Right away, Mr. Parker. Bye, youngsters.
Well, let's finish counting the fish.
What for, Beaver? We got it made.
What do you mean we got it made?
Isn't Eddie Haskell your brother's best friend?
Yeah. At least that's what he's always telling my brother.
Heck, if he's such a good friend of your brother's, I bet Wally could get him to tell him how many fish there are in the tank.
Gee, I don't know if we could do that, Gilbert. That'd be like cheating.
Only Eddie and Wally would be cheating, Beep. All we'd be doing is listening.
No, we'd better finish counting the fish.
You count the fish. I'm going to sit down over there and think of a good name for our puppy.
One, two.
You know, Mom, I bet you wish you had a girl, don't you?
What do you mean, Wally?
Well, if you did, you could make her do the dishes every night for free.
Wally, I'm not making you do the dishes. When Beaver said you talked to your father, you volunteered.
Oh, yeah, but... Well, it's kind of one of those things your parents make you volunteer for. You know, like changing your socks or taking a bath and junk like that.
Want some of this?
Well, what for?
Good for your hands. Smells nice, too.
Gee, Mom, I'm not a girl. I wouldn't be caught dead smelling nice.
You know why Beaver wanted to talk to your father in the den?
I don't know. He probably wants to whine around until Dad promises him something. Hey, do you want me to go listen at the door?
Stay right here, Wally.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I kind of knew getting the answer from Eddie would be wrong, but I just wanted to check with you.
Well, Beaver, as long as your conscience told you what to do, you didn't really need to come to me at all, did you?
No, I guess not. But I kind of figured your conscience might come up with a better idea.
Beaver, I know you wouldn't want to win a puppy by cheating.
No, sir. I guess I wouldn't even want to win an automobile that way.
Of course not. You just keep on counting. See if you can't come up with the right answer yourself.
Yeah. But it sure does take a lot of fun out of the counting, knowing that a big creep like Yeti has the right answer.
Well, Beaver, you know, you don't always have to win. Just the fun of being in a contest is what really counts.
Yeah, I know, Dad. That's what the coach at school tells us every time we strike out.
Well, anyway, Beaver, you may win that puppy yet.
You don't have to say that, Dad. You cheered me up enough already.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
I wonder if I might see Wally.
Well, it is a school night.
Well, yes, but I only want to get a homework assignment.
You know, Eddie, you could have phoned.
Well, yes, but I wouldn't want to disturb you and Mrs. Cleaver.
He's upstairs, Eddie.
Thank you. I couldn't come earlier because I had to help my employer close up the shop.
Oh, yeah. How's the job coming?
Very well, thank you. Mr. Parker says he doesn't know how he ever got along without me.
Oh, he does not.
Well, he didn't exactly say it. But he complimented me on my sweeping yesterday.
Oh, that's fine, Eddie. Won't you be too long up there?
Yes, sir.
Well, did you hear that modest little conversation?
Yes, I did. I wonder what that Eddie's like at home.
Let's just be thankful we'll never find out.
Dear, you know, Eddie's working for Parker's Pet Store, and that's where Beaver's counting the fish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't think Beaver tried to get the answer out of Eddie, do you?
Oh, no, that's what we were talking about. Anyway, I don't think Mr. Parker would trust Eddie with the answer.
Maybe Mr. Parker doesn't know Eddie as well as we do.
Hey, Eddie, how come you're over on a school night?
Oh, now, don't you start with that. Your old man just finished giving me the third degree. Hey, Squirt, what are you reading there, nursery rhymes?
Sure, Eddie. And there's a snake in here that looks just like you.
Watch it, kid. You better be nice to your old Uncle Eddie or he won't tell you how many fish are in that tank.
I don't want you to tell me.
What do you mean? You're eating your heart out to know, isn't he, Wally?
Come on, Eddie, leave him alone, will you?
Yeah, cut it out, Eddie.
Yeah. Mirror, mirror, on the wall. What's the magic number of them all? Could it be 106? Or 95? 82? 311?
Megan, stop it, Wally.
68.
Okay, Eddie.
105.
Come on your way.
360. Cut it out, will you? 211.
Look, will you beat it?
512.
Mark, what a creep.
68.
Out.
Think any of those are the right number, Wally?
Yeah, that's the trouble. Could be, and now you can't use any of them.
Yeah. You know, with a guy like Eddie running around, sure is hard to be honest.
Yeah.
Hi, Eddie. You working here at the pet shop?
What do you think I'm doing with this broom? Playing Halloween?
Ha, ha, ha.
Excuse me, please? What'd you come around here for, Lumpy?
I thought I'd put my guess in for the contest.
Yeah? How many fish do you think there are?
75.
You're not even close.
Well, what do you know about it?
Plenty. I'm running this place for Mr. Parker, aren't I?
Yeah, but that still doesn't mean you know how many fish are in the tank.
That's what you think.
Okay, wise guy. How many are there?
You won't blab it around?
Who would I blab it to? Half the guys in school won't even talk to me.
Okay.
One hundred and eleven? You sure that's right?
Right on our nose.
Gee, thanks, Eddie.
I told you I was running this place for Mr. Parker.
Edwards.
Yes, Mr. Parker.
Please come in here and clean out these parrot cages.
Right away, sir.
So long, buddy. Yeah. So long, pal.
Hello, Kathy.
Hello, Lumpy. How many would you say Sally Ann?
I'd say 85.
Oh, your little sister's not even near it.
How do you know so much, Lumpy?
Oh, I just happen to know the winning number.
You really do, Lumpy?
That's what I said, kid.
Don't listen to him, Sally Ann. Lumpy doesn't even know what day it is.
You want to make a bet I don't know?
What day it is?
No, how many fish are in the tank? You saw me talk to my friend Eddie, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
He works here, doesn't he?
All right, Lumpy, tell us.
Why should I tell you? Just because I'm in your homeroom doesn't mean you own me.
Kathy, he doesn't know.
I do know. The only reason I'm not going to tell you is because you'll blab it all over town.
You know I wouldn't blab it around, don't you, Clarence?
Just for that, I'll tell you. There's 111 fish in there.
Really? Oh, thank you so much, Lumpy. You're a lamb.
Okay, but next time there's a prom, and I ask you to dance, don't go tell me you have a sprained ankle.
Come on, Billy.
I know something you don't know. I know something you don't know.
I bet you don't.
I bet you I do. I know how many fish there are in the tank of Mr. Parker's store.
Really, Sally Ann? How many?
111.
No fooling?
No fooling. I know something you don't know. Something you don't know, I know something you don't know.
Dear, where are the boys? I want them to help me clean out the garage.
Well, they're all down at Mr. Parker's. This is the day of the big fish count.
Oh.
They're going to announce the winner of the puppy.
Beaver think he has a chance?
Well, they only allow one guest to a person. So Beaver and Gilbert compromise. Beaver entered 86, and Gilbert entered 190.
Well, that should span the field. They tell me Wally's entered, too.
No, he says it's too childish. But he went along anyway, just in case Beaver needs help carrying home the puppy.
Now, just be patient, children. I'll be right with you.
Yes, sir.
Keep your fingers crossed for 86, Wally.
And 190.
Will you kids quit acting like kids?
And now, children, so I won't keep you in suspense any longer, I'll announce the winning number. All right, now, if anyone is lucky enough to have submitted that number, I want him to speak right up. Then I'll check his stub in the fishbowl here. Now, how does that sound to you?
Great, fine.
All right, now, here we go. The winning number is 111. Just a moment, children, please. I said the winning number is 111. Now, if you submitted that number, will you please raise your hand?
Edward Haskell.
Yes, sir.
You're fired.
Yes, sir.
Very good salad. What all have you got in it?
A little leftovers.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Well, who won?
Serge May.
Well, didn't you go down to the pet store?
Yeah. Boy, what a mess. There must have been 20 kids that had the right number of fish.
Well, how did that happen?
Well, I don't know. But the first thing Mr. Parker did was fire Eddie.
Well, you mean Eddie told the number to everybody?
Nah, I think he just told it to Lumpy. But then Lumpy let it get away from him.
Where's the beaver?
Well, I don't know. I guess he's still down there. Mr. Parker was trying to work something out. There were so many kids yelling and screaming and everything, I got out of there. Sally Ann Maddox was kicking Lumpy in the shins.
Well, I'll get you lunch.
Mom, Dad, I won!
Hey, don't tell me you got the puppy in that little box.
No, I got a constellation prize. There were so many kids with the right answer that Mr. Parker gave everybody who entered two fish. Come on, Willie, help me put them in the bowl.
Okay.
Hurry up, your lunch is ready. Honey? Beaver doesn't seem too disappointed at only winning two fish.
Well, of course not. When you're his age and you win anything, that's enough to give you confidence to go on being a kid.
Beaver, you've been looking at those fish for over half an hour now. What's the matter? Are they sick?
No, I just like to watch them, that's all. Hey, Wally, how come fish don't drown?
Well, because fish have gills, and the gills take the oxygen out of the water.
Oh, boy, it sure is neat the way it works.
Of course, a whale could drown.
How come?
Well, because a whale's not a fish. A whale's a mammal.
What's a mammal?
Well, that's an animal that's supposed to live on dry land and breathe air.
But why does it live in the water?
Well, it all started a couple million years ago. Now they've been living in water so long that their hands and feet disappeared on them.
Boy, no fooling. Gee, I'm going to use that on Mom next time she tells me to take a bath.
You may not understand this till you're older, but when a young boy innocently asks for his father's help and is flatly refused, it's for his own good. Keep this in mind as you watch episode 139, Beaver's Poster, coming up next on TV Land.